down the street.
Why are you rushing?
Because you're late. Oh, I was late. Sorry.
So what? It's okay to be a little late.
Being late is one of my pet peeves.
Is it?
And if I'm late, my anxiety is through the fucking roof. It's terrible.
I'm late for everything all the time.
Yeah, we're not friends. What? This is a good segue. You and Luke are very similar. Because Luke, no matter how many watches he had, didn't know how to fucking use one.
You know what's fucking weird? Can I tell you what's fucked up? It's like I hung out with the guy a couple times in real life, but you know, our friendship was solely based on online mostly.
Yeah.
I feel like I was a lot like him. Obviously he had a lot of qualities I don't have. Like, he's fucking hilarious.
And he had really good triceps.
but I have a really good chest. I was watching one of our clips today, because I was looking at some old clips this morning when I woke up, and there's like a whole segment where he's like, "Your shit, I'm gonna beat you," and I'm like, "No, your shit, I'm gonna beat you," and he's like, "You're old and all your muscles are torn," and I said something about him having a small chest, and it just went back. It was funny because went back.
Yeah.
But you know the best thing about him is, he had like no, okay, I know you're going to tell me different, because I know in real life he was different, but on the podcast, anyways, he had no ego. Like, he had no, and maybe it was a respect for me because I was older than him and I've been around and whatever, but he never, even though he told me I was shit, he always would follow it up with like something that made me feel good. Like, so it's like he always knew how to like shit on you, but make you feel good anyway.
Yeah, he could backhand compliment you, or give it a silver lining to where you came away being like, he thinks I have nice toes. Like, and you're like, he shit on me for 10 minutes, but he said I had nice toes, and you came away being like,
well, it's funny because when he told me I was one of his favorites, I'm like, this guy's just bullshitting me because we're on the podcast together. And then I saw somebody sent me an old clip of him actually saying it, like before we even knew each other. So yeah, it was at that point, no matter how much he shit on me, I didn't care. I was like,
yeah,
I'm like, whatever, it doesn't matter. But yeah, he just got away with shit that other people didn't. Anyway, man, how are you? Where are you right now? You're in Tennessee?
I'm in, I just outside Nashville, Tennessee. I don't know what that accent was, but fuck it.
It was supposed to be a cowboy accent, but failed miserably. What
I left out the yeehaw.
What you said, you were sitting in a room in Brandon's office with Jay.
So I get there early because obviously, like I said, I like to be early, except for you. And so Brandon's like, "Oh, come up to the office." So we're sitting in the office shooting the shit, and then Brent comes in, and then he disappears off again. And then 5 minutes later, he comes back and says, "Oh, look who shows up." So Jay walks in, and I'm like sitting down. I'm like, "Oh, hey, Jay." I'm like, "You rude!" Like, I didn't stand up or anything.
Is that the first time you met him?
No. But it's still, I
would. You didn't stand up?
It's a small office. My excuse.
That's not a good excuse.
So, well, get this. So Jay walks in, and then he's got his videographer, and then there's another guy who's fighting tomorrow walks in. So Jay walks in. I'm like, "Oh, hey, Jay." He walks past. I stand up for his videographer. I shake his hand. Oh, no. It's like, I don't know what's going on here. And then 5 minutes later, I hear this little fucking annoying Welsh accent.
Flex.
And Flex draws around the corner. And then we all started training.
You and Flex are closer, though.
Yeah, I've known Flex a while.
Yeah. Ask him why he's Welched on our bet.
I'm seeing him tonight because when I'm here, I've got to go back and they're all doing like this big training session again. Yeah. So
don't really ask him. I don't like forcing people to be on the show.
So when you sent the email to me, when I was training down there, they were all there. Flex didn't train because he flew in just now, so he was just hanging out.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping that I was going to get the link for the podcast while I was in the gym. And I was going to have Jay and Flex, and I was going to shove the phone in front of Flex's face and get him to talk to you direct on the podcast. But
it's okay. One day he'll come on. I think he's waiting for me to become like the super celebrity podcaster. Then he'll come on. I'm not big enough for him right now.
Yeah.
It's the biggest, it's the biggest podcast in bodybuilding, but I think until it's the biggest podcast ever.
Period. Yeah.
He won't do it. Yeah.
Flex has surpassed bodybuilding now. He's like another level.
Yeah. I got to step my game up. So it's been a tough day for you. How are you? You know, when I woke up, sorry to interrupt you. This is crazy. And this is going to be so bromance, so I apologize for people listening. But when I woke up, I was like, I wonder how Ben's doing. That's the first thing I thought. So how are you, man?
Good. Do I get deep on? Do you want me to talk?
Well, I want you to talk, but just before you start, I just want to tell people who don't know what we're talking about, because I know a lot of people have listened to the podcast for a long time, and a lot of people came on recently. Luke Sando, the guy I started Bodybuilding and Bollocks with, was best friends with Ben. We became good friends doing the podcast together. James was supposed to come on. I'm not sure if he's busy, but he was also very, very good friends with James. So today is the 1 year anniversary of his passing. So that's what we're talking about. So go ahead, Ben. How are you doing?
It's an up and down day, because it's in a way it's good that I'm here and kind of very occupied.
Yeah.
But there's also, I'm obviously in a hotel room on my own for certainly the first part of the day, and going to bed last night. I'm away from my family and away from my son, which is never nice anyway.
Yeah.
So last night actually really, I hadn't thought too much. And then last night it was started to get to me a bit, and sleeping wasn't very good. I've had this has turned into a therapy session. The last kind of week or so, I guess subconsciously, every night I've been having these dreams about Luke, where it's all a joke, you know, and it wasn't like, he's like, oh, I just needed some time away. You know how sometimes he took some time off of Instagram and went kind of ghost mode, and I'm having the exact same dream for the last week, which is I wake up kind of in this topsy-turvy mood, but you know, it is what it is. And I will say this, I haven't replied or done anything today. I wanted to make sure that anything I did, I was present with whoever I was with. I've received a lot of texts and messages, which I really do appreciate, but I don't want to go through them today. I will at some point, but it's just, I just want to today to be in the moment and be present.
100%.
You know what it's like. You can kind of become a slave to the phone anyway. And
dude, it doesn't allow you to stop and process, because I've been answering a ton of DMs today because of today. And I can only imagine you probably gotten like three times the amount. But the thing I've noticed is I'm trying to respond to people, but when you're trying to respond to people, you can't actually just like feel the day. You kind of like doing, you're just on the phone.
Yeah.
So I totally get what you mean.
I think I did that when he passed a year ago. I spent probably 3 weeks answering messages.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even mourned or processed any of it myself. It'd just been like the whole, we're not that high profile, but the media fallout, you know, the whole,
well,
through with it going around.
I think there was a lot going on that time. Like, you were dieting. Plus, we started the GoFundMe like right after, and then we were kind of focused on that. And then like, there was just you didn't have a chance to just settle it in.
Denise had just fallen pregnant. There was a bunch of different stuff, you know? And I think I actually processed it the day of my show and the day after my show a bit. Yeah. That was like where I really dealt with things a little more. But you have those days where you reset, and I feel like all the progress I made, I kind of undid again. But it's only for a brief period of time, and it's normal. But
you probably have days, and I'm saying you specifically, you probably have days where something might happen where you're like, I want to call Luke and tell him about this.
And yeah.
Those are probably the hardest days for you, correct?
Yeah. And even like there's some things where even recently, like I sent you that picture the other day, right?
Which one?
Right. The lat spread, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That shit that I would have sent to Luke. Right?
So let me ask you this, and this is going to be so stupid, but I have to ask you: how would have Luke responded to that? Actually, let me ask you an even deeper question. Let me ask you an even deeper, before you answer. I apologize, but I have to ask you an even deeper question. Do you find yourself trying to fill his shoes in any way?
I wouldn't even attempt to.
No, I'm not saying it's possible. Don't get me wrong. But do you ever feel the need?
To whom?
Like, how did we become friends? Right? Like, when Luke passed, we kind of lent on each other and we became really good friends that way. And then you came on the podcast. When you're on the podcast, do you feel like you're trying to do what he does?
Originally.
Originally,
at the beginning. At the beginning, it was a ton of pressure for me, yeah. I think over time, I've got more comfortable and people have, they know me now for me.
Yeah.
And so it's got better. But for sure, the first maybe 6 or 7 I was on, what would Luke say?
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, because I'm fucking hilarious in my own right, but Luke was, would he have been funnier? Like, that's human nature. And then I kind of was accepted, right?
And then
there was less pressure, and I was like, just be myself, and you know, if they don't like it, it's fine. I kind of just got over it a little bit, but. Yeah,
So I have a little bit of that because I know he was your best friend. And I'm like, when you send me messages, I'm like, I wonder how Luke would respond. And I know I'm not doing a good job, but I'm me. So I'm different, obviously.
Oh, I don't know.
I always think of that. I'm like, I wonder what Luke would say to him.
I would just. I mean, how you answer, probably he would have said exactly the same thing in that one instance that we've just discussed. That for everyone, I sent 2 variations of my own lat spread, which is fucking terrible. And I was just asking for Fuad's opinion on which one he preferred. And again, like I said, that would be something that I would send to Luke, and he would probably give me a similar answer. I mean, Luke was always very honest, but actually. There were times where he was honest and I thought he was just being nice. You know,
I've gotten that. Yeah. Wait, your sound cut out. Why did your sound cut out? Is it me? No, I'm still good. I can't hear you. No, I don't got you. 1 second.
I've turned my.
I got it. I got you now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're back now.
Okay.
What happened? What did you do?
Nothing. I think my headphones.
Maybe it's the internet connection here. I had a little bit of trouble earlier too. Well, let me connect these again.
Can you still hear me?
I got you. Yeah.
Anyway,
what were we saying?
I can't remember.
Ruined it. Rewind the time. I ruined it.
Yeah, don't put this podcast out. It's all.
We were talking about feeling like I was trying to respond like Luke, and you try to act like Luke when you first, not act like Luke, but trying to fill that void.
Yeah, and so some of the things that he did.
Oh, like the last. Sorry, no. The last thing you said was, he would say something nice to you, and you didn't believe him.
Yeah, and I've never, and that's the thing. Like he says things all the time to me, and I'm like fuck off. Like we stood in the mirror posing next to each other. Right, the guy's 3 weeks out from the Arnold, and he's like, dude, you're fucking huge. And I'm like,
but
or he's like, oh, you look great. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like it's just because I'm stood next to you. But then I would hear him say. Like he wouldn't know why he'd be talking to somebody else about me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And didn't know that I was privy to that conversation or I heard it later on camera, just like recorded somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit, he speaks really highly of me. It's not just to my face. He's not just like blowing me up to my face, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I've never met anybody like him. Is that a fair statement? Is that a fair statement? He's a weirdly. Like you knew him better than I did, and you said he had a little bit of insecurity that people didn't know about.
A little. I mean, this
so
guy.
What you're saying, he's a lot more like me than we thought, than people thought.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this guy would be, if we just take it in terms of a bodybuilding sense, because that's what most people know him for, and take his physique. Well, I mean, he was not even anywhere near tapped out to what his potential was, right?
No, not at all.
But this guy was like, would look at his physique and pick it to pieces.
Yeah.
Every fucking morning. And I'd be like, you are out of your mind. Yeah. And I'm talking, everyone knows the Arnold, right? Let's use Arnold as he's like the benchmark.
The best bar, yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't believe the conversations I had with him. I was like, it's so, the whole body dysmorphia thing really just was like, are you, yeah. I don't know whether you're looking for an ego boost here. You like, he wasn't, but it was almost like he's looking for somebody to just blow him up. Be like, oh, you're amazing. But he had all of that.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't care what 100,000 people think. Happy with how I look.
That's right. Yeah. I know the feeling.
But it was almost so much that it tore him apart. You know, like if he wasn't, and we talk about, you know, he liked to smoke weed. If he didn't, he was even worse. Like he would, the only way he could calm down and not be so self-critical was in it when he switched off and chilled out and got a little high. Other than that, he would just be, I mean, I sat on a plane with him to Tampa. And I'm sat on the phone. You know when you're like side watching his like someone's
his phone? Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, is he hitting up a chick? Is he, you know, what's he doing? And the fucker's on his own progress video from that morning, and he's zooming in,
dissecting like, the spots.
This, and then he's screenshotting it, and then he's like, fucking this, and I'm.
Yeah, yeah. Your sound is gone again. Your sound just. Wait, you're back. You're back now.
It's your fault.
It's probably my fault.
I bet that's too much. You're like you're dissecting it to a degree that is impossible.
You know what's funny though? You could literally be Paul right now because Paul has seen me do that at all the shows. It's like,
I don't know
people. I mean, I think he's probably just a perfectionist, right? So he can't see. It's hard to see your good qualities sometimes when all you can see is your flaws.
It's a dangerous thing though because you're a perfectionist. I'm not. I don't know. Whatever. You guys are perfectionists to an extent that you can never be happy either.
Yeah, I know.
Like you always have to accept that I'm never going to achieve what I'm trying to in my head. Yeah. I can just get the goal is just to try and get as close as I fucking can to it.
Yeah. Do you think though, my personal belief is that he was as relatable as he was because of that though. Because of that. Because even though like, you know, I don't think people knew that about him. I think you can feel when somebody has humility or they don't think they're perfect or they don't think they're the greatest thing on earth.
Well, yeah. And probably that's why he could get away with saying some of the things that he did because you knew that, fuck it. I mean, yeah. I have the same kind of thing in my head. You can't troll me harder than the cunt in my head is trolling.
It's worse. I know.
Like I've said way worse to myself than anyone could dream of. So fuck off. I know. It's kind of the same thing. Like Luke isn't walking around thinking he's this shit. Luke's his own harshest critic. So you can kind of get away with being that guy because you know that you're doing this. He's doing the same thing to himself. Yeah.
I think everybody deals with it differently. You know, like I think Luke dealt with it with humor. Like that was his way of dealing with shit. But I honestly believe that's what made him as special as he was is because people always look to like, you know, people's attributes as to what makes them special. And sometimes I look to people's flaws. I'm like, maybe that's why he was as cool as he was, as relatable as he was, and as like down to earth as he was, is because he had those faults. Because if he didn't, you know, he'd just be like every other douchey bodybuilder that thinks they're the greatest on earth.
Yeah, I mean, I had a different interaction with him because for the most part, everyone that I've met in person is always really nice.
Yeah.
You know, like I met Jay and
Everyone
to your face is normally, unless they're a complete fucking prick, most people are pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Luke was nice to everyone on, so like, whether it was just replying to a message, whether it was
kind I know.
Of, I'm like,
dude, insane. I've been getting messages today from people and their screenshots of their last conversations with him.
Yeah.
And there are conversations. Like, I respond to everybody, but I'll respond with an emoji or, like, just to say, you know, thank you for the message. Like, he's actually, like, out there, like, having full-on conversations with people. And I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know how he did it. And I don't know.
Well, I mean, there is part of this. So, because I used to reply to, I found it very difficult. I don't have the fucking time.
No.
I mean, I'm coaching 90 clients and I have a family and a young son. And outside of my check-ins and work and my own training, any free time I've got, which is marginal.
Your sound's gone away. I don't know if it's your connection or my connection.
I'm blaming you.
You're back. Okay.
So every spare second that I have outside of my check-ins and my own training goes to my wife and my son, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not taking anything away from Luke, but for the most, I mean, he had a family, but he lived as a single man.
Yeah.
Didn't run any other businesses. You're running Hostile and you've got other projects going on.
Yeah.
Luke was the epitome of full-time bodybuilder, right?
Yeah. That's what he wanted, though.
But for the last 3 years, he was pretty much, I mean, he had relationships. He wasn't married, and he spent some time. He had, like, the daytime he's on his own other than when we train together.
Yeah.
So he has the time to be on his phone and engage, which I used to before I got, like, super busy. I had a lot more time to provide my family. You know, when I was training with Luke, I had the time to engage and interact and talk, like, answer people. But it does become difficult, and you'll know this because your following's way bigger than me, and you're running the podcast, and I don't know where you find the time. You magic time out your ass. I don't know how you do it. Or you don't sleep, one of the two. But it's... So, yeah, I mean, I'm not taking anything away. He was very, very good at finding time to have genuine interactions.
But it's not just the time, though. This is the thing. It's not just the time. Other guys just don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like, other guys, it's not that... You're right. He didn't have business and he wasn't full-time like dad, but other guys don't give a shit, or maybe they give a shit, but not as much. So
that's what I mean. He would have genuine interactions. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't like I'll just reply and be like, thanks, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or.
I do that though. There's nothing wrong.
I'm saying I have to do that because I don't have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm short on time. But
I'm saying there's people that don't respond at all. And I just think it was a big deal that he did and then went as far as to have, like, you know, conversations as if he knew those people.
Yeah.
Like the messages I've been getting today are like, look, man, we had a conversation. Like, he was a good friend of mine. And I read the message and I'm like, yeah, he's like talking like they were going to see each other tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had that way of, he would respond to them, but not in a patronizing way or not in a stranger way. It was I used the word genuine, and it's probably the best way to describe it. The interaction was so genuine and on his part was real.
Yeah. You
know? I mean, sometimes I'll reply to someone. I'm like, I'm replying, but I'm very, like, matter of fact about things.
Yeah. I want to ask you something, and I'm scared to ask it, and I can cut this part out of the podcast if you want me to. But somebody asked me something.
You fucking won't.
No. I'll actually cut it out this time. I swear, if you want me to. Somebody asked me something the other day, and it's a little dark, but I'm just curious because I've been thinking about it for a few days. Do you think if he was watching or he could, he would have changed anything? And I can chop this if you want me to. I'm just asking you because you knew him best.
But I mean, I don't know if I understand.
I mean, if you could see what was happening after you did that, do you think he would be like, fuck, I made a mistake? Sound.
Fuck this.
It's back. You're back now. Good. At least it's giving us a break from the serious shit.
It's him fucking with us. Yeah. I'm torn on the answer, and I'll tell you why. So half of me likes to think that, no, he's, you know, that, you know, it was...
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say more. I don't need to say more, right?
No, you don't. No, you don't. I get what you're saying. Is it your headphones? I think it's your headphones.
We'll find out now. If people complain about the sound, fuck off. I don't know what to do. So half of me thinks that, or would like to think that, no, I don't know where that went.
That's fine. Just stay close to the computer because I can hear you, but you have to stay. Yeah.
Okay. Half of me thinks that, no, I like it was, everything happened for the reasons that they needed to happen for.
Yeah.
The other half of me, I'm so torn on that answer. I don't know.
That's how I feel. Look, I don't, like I said, you're his best friend, so you know more what the answer might be. But somebody asked me, and the only reason I brought it up is not to be dark. I just have been wondering myself. I'm like, that's actually a fucking really good question.
I mean,
so I don't know.
I'm confident to say that I knew him better than anyone else except for him, except for himself.
Yeah.
I'll say that much outright. Like, he's not somebody that ever regretted anything that he did.
Yeah. I get it.
Like, he was very, very certain about what he was doing and where he was going with his life.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
And his reasons behind doing things. I mean, the guy was very in touch with him, like, if that makes sense. You know?
Yeah, I get it.
I also know that he was somewhat scared of being left alone in his own head.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I spent so much time with him.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily because I was hanging on to him. He would hang on to me a lot.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Sometimes I was really confused as to, like, this guy's bringing me everywhere. And I yeah, we're best friends. But it was like,
yeah.
Like,
you're
like, something would come up and he would go out of his way to make sure I was there or everything was okay. And like, he was pretty scared of being on his own.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. It's crazy. It's like, I don't think anybody knew any of these things, including myself. Because he always seemed so well put together and so, like, sure of himself.
So I mean, this is why I say, and I don't mean this in a negative way. I've watched some of the early podcasts and I've said it before. I was like, that's not the Luke I knew. It is.
Yeah, I get it.
It's part of the Luke that I knew.
I get what you're saying. It's the more positive, happier part.
There's more than one side to him. And
yeah,
there's a handful of people that know the other side of him. I mean, you know, Carly probably supersedes me in knowing that side of him more. But it was, and she'll attest to this. He had a couple of different sides to him. Not in a bad, aggressive way.
I get it. Yeah.
He had this other side. And obviously,
I think everybody does, though.
Yeah.
I think everybody, like, look, I've been shitty on the podcast. We've had arguments and I've shown my insecurities and fucking my anxieties. But I don't think people really know.
Hmm.
Like, you have to be around somebody for a meaningful period of time before you get to see all the true sides of them, right? Like, people know a lot about us. They hear us talk for fucking 2 hours every week, or me, they hear me speak for fucking a shitload of hours. But like, I think they get the picture, but I don't think people really know unless you're with someone and you can see them at all times, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that kind of makes me happy though, because it leaves people with a positive view of him and without the negatives. So,
like, when I say it, I realize that I've said it before, like, especially early on when he passed away. And I realize now that I said it without context. I don't mean it in a negative way.
Yeah.
I mean that in the side that everyone got was him.
Yeah.
It was just the best.
The best of him. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is great. And that's why I want, you know, but I think I made it sound like early on, I remember saying something and afterwards I kind of kicked myself. I'm like, no, I've made it sound like he was acting and that's not.
No.
I hope I wasn't suggesting that. That's certainly not what I was meaning to do. I just meant to say that. That wasn't the whole person.
I don't think it's, I mean, I don't want to say never, but it's hard for somebody to act for 2 hours. Every single week, right? So I don't know. So I know it wasn't an act, but I also do agree with you that, yeah, it's for sure putting the best face on.
Because there's times, I remember there's times where he wasn't in that place, and I remember he told you he was busy.
Yeah.
There were times where he didn't record at all because he wouldn't have, he wasn't comfortable and he wouldn't have given that.
That's the one thing I felt sad about the most is I don't, like, we talked a little bit on the phone and stuff, and but I don't feel like he ever let me cross that barrier.
Yeah,
you know, I never got to see, like he wouldn't call me for advice or if he was pissed off or, like, you know what I mean? So I didn't get that, like, to get to see that side of him.
He very often wouldn't even do that.
You'd have to reach out to him.
I'd have to be like, what are you thinking? And then I'd get it, but you'd have to knock on his door.
I did once. I got a pretty lengthy, but it wasn't. I don't think I was in that circle for him. You know what I mean?
It's not even that. Like I said, he never offered up his burden.
Yeah.
If you went and asked him, a lot of times he would give it, but he wouldn't initiate that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't really know what to say, man. Just being honest with people watching, like, I kind of want to just have you and James on. Like I said, I don't know, James maybe got busy. I don't know, but I thought we would just, I don't know, see how each other is doing. And
how are you? I've rambled for 30 minutes.
I'm okay, man. I'm just working. I swear to you, man, sometimes I feel like he's still here.
Yeah.
But it's because, like I said, we didn't have a in-person relationship. So somebody will post a clip, like the people, like, you know, like Bodybuilding and Bollocks posts a clip every Sunday, and other people send me clips all the time.
Yeah.
And it's fucking weird. I'll start watching them and I'll be like, oh, fucking Luke's awesome. And then I'll be like, fuck. Right. It's like, I still forget.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I miss him, but I'm, you know,
are you able to watch much back?
I have a weird, people would definitely take my mannerisms toward this whole thing in the wrong way. I can watch, it's weird. There's days where somebody will send me a clip or Bodybuilding Bullets will put up a clip and I'll watch it 20 times in a row, right? But majority of the days, I don't like to look at it.
Yeah.
And I feel like an asshole for saying that, but I don't know why. I have to be in the right mood to just take it all in and watch it over and over again. And I don't want to make it seem like over dramatic. It's not like I'm devastated. Like, I can't watch it. It's so hard for me to watch. I don't know why. It's like, sometimes I don't want to watch it. Yeah. And then sometimes I'm like, I want to watch it for fucking 20 runs in a row.
So you just called me dramatic.
No, you're his best friend. So you're allowed to say whatever the fuck you want to say.
I can't.
You can't watch them. Yeah.
No, I mean, if they come up, I get tagged in them. And as soon as I hear his voice, I flick off it. I'm like, oh, I'm out.
Look, man, we're in a different place. We're in a different place. You spent time with them and you were with him. And it's not only like just with him, like spent time like eating and stuff, like, you know, I think when you go to shows with people and you help them put their protein on and you train with them every day, and you're in a different fucking place than me, man. You
know what it is? It's not even that. It's the times where, I mean, we're in a hotel room, which is very similar to what, a little kitchen. Like,
yeah.
The times where I'd be sat on my laptop here, and he'd be on the bed, and for 6 hours we didn't talk.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most intimate time.
Yeah.
With him, because we're just living together, like, we're just
yeah
in, no one needs to say anything, we just aren't, like, we're just comfortable. You know, I'd go down to a breakfast. I remember fucking at the Arnold, we're in Ohio and we were at breakfast. And we had breakfast and didn't say a word to each other. We're just eating. Like,
yeah.
And we at the end of breakfast, I was like, I brought it up and I said, because we were talking about, I think he was dating somebody or was with somebody. And he's like, yeah, I couldn't have brought her to the show because like moments like this, I don't want to talk. It would have been like, have I done something wrong? Have I upset you?
Yeah.
Something okay? Why? Yeah. You haven't said anything. You've just been on your phone the whole time. And he's like, I can just be my fucking self. Like, yeah. I can not engage with anyone and you're just there and you're cool with it.
You're like, Paul. You're his Paul.
Yeah. But I think they're the most intimate kind of moments where we're not actually we're actually not engaging with each other at all.
Yeah.
We're like a old fucking married couple that have been through the romantic stage. We've done everything else.
Yeah. We're
just living life. Yeah, you know.
It's companionship. I get it. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I miss him on a different level than you do. I'm just going to leave it there. I don't know.
It's not a comparison. Yeah.
No. I know it's not a comparison. I don't know how to express.
I know what you mean.
I don't know how to express how I feel about like watching all the videos. Like today, for example, I'll give you a perfect example. So today I wake up, get on my phone. I got 50 messages and like half of them are just pictures of Luke. Mm. So I started sharing some of them in my stories. I just like resharing. And then I went away and I had to work for an hour and come back. When I came back, I didn't want to share any of them.
Yeah.
It's the strangest fucking thing. I don't know why. It was like, first, I was happy to see them. And then I was like, I don't want to, I just want to deal with it by myself.
Yeah.
So I can't explain what that emotion is. So. No,
I mean, that's why I put that picture up this morning of him and I, and I turned all the comments off. As soon as I posted it, I put comments off.
Oh, you turned the comments off. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, today's not. It's not for me to be engaged. Like, I got some cool footage of training today and this and that. None of that. It's not nothing. I'm not putting a story up.
Yeah.
Cool off.
You know, it's funny. I think our relationship. I kind of summed up our relationship, with my post. I didn't want to write out some long drawn out thing because you know it just didn't seem appropriate. I just wrote exactly what it was, which was, I was just getting to know the guy.
Yeah.
It's like we got on the podcast every fucking week and I was getting to know him. That's it. The shitty thing for me is I was at the point where I felt like I was getting into like know him more and then I couldn't, you know, it's not there. So that was a shitty thing for me. But
I mean, I feel sad for that because I know how he feel about you.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn this into a,
Yeah, I know.
Yarkov session, but, and I feel sad because I'm like, you had so much more.
Skill. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, that was, you guys were like very similar, but in a good, not in a way that was going to clash.
Yeah.
It was a good similar and it just been fun to be around. And I'm sad that I was like, shit, because I would have at some point been around the both of you at the same time and that would have been real fun. I know you guys are out in San Diego, you know, in Orange County some.
But. Yeah. You know what I wonder sometimes? So when we did the podcast together, I liked, it was just me and him, right?
Yeah.
And then after Luke, we started doing it together. And then I added James. And now obviously there's, you know, Ian and another show and the whole thing. But
think about that. You need all those people to make up.
I didn't want to say it.
All of those to even come close to one loop.
I didn't want to say it, but I'm like, because afterwards I was like, what am I going to do now? I'm like, you know, because people, I'm like, maybe I'm just not going to do it at all. And then people are like, no, you should do it. We love it, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, it's, you know, Luke's thing.
You're like the Chicago Bulls after Jordan retired.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, we're going to keep doing it. But then I think to myself, Would I have added the other people if Luke was still here? And I don't think it would. I think it would still be just me and him with you sometimes, James sometimes. It would just, and I'm like, yeah. But so it's funny to me that I'm like, but then I also think to myself, I wonder if he can see what we're doing and if he loves it or doesn't. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but these bunch of pricks.
Yeah. these fucks sitting around fucking shaving their beards on this podcast. I think stupid shit sometimes. I don't know. I wonder. It's weird. I've never had a friend pass. This is my first time in my life I've had a friend pass. So
it was mine too.
Actually, it's the only second person. It's only the second person in my life that was close to me. You know, my father passed, but that was in, you know, when your father's 80 years old and he's already had two heart attacks, it's not that it's not sad, but it's something you kind of see coming.
I mean,
this is the only time in my life I've had something like that unexpected happen. Yeah, so
31 is no age.
Yeah. So what are you doing, man? We want to let's wrap this up. But what are you doing while you're there? Are you the Tennessee thing? Are you boxing?
You were supposed to be fucking. I keep getting shit for that.
I asked Guy if he wanted to box, and he bailed. It's not my fault. Well, no, what do you got planned? Anything good? You just trained legs with who? Brandon and Jay?
No. No, I didn't train with those boys.
When are you training with them, or are you training with them?
I don't know. I'm training with Guy tomorrow.
Okay. What are you guys training?
We're going to do a push session.
He's pretty strong with his chest.
He's...
What? Say what you're going to say. Say what you're going to say.
Wait. I got to find him. Leaky. He's actually... Leaky Sistanino. Here we go. Where did he put it?
What are you looking for?
He wrote something like, just an excuse. You're like, oh, I'm getting old. I'm not going to go crazy.
Oh, he's trying to. I'm not
going crazy. Just a little bit of a session. And then I fly out early the next morning. So
Fuck that. Film all the sets.
There you go. Work around it. Nothing worth getting injured for. You're strong as fuck, so I won't be pressing your weight. We'll just...
Here we go.
You fucking already started.
He talks a big game on the podcast.
But I just wrote to Jay, and it might be a three-way. So.
Oh, that's good. You guys are gonna tag team Guy?
Yeah. I'm not sure. That doesn't really fit in with me. And it's hilarious. I'm there going, no, I need to train the way I need to train. You got Brandon and Jay, right? Fucking... to Olympian hunger. No, I know better.
Well, but Jay's not going to train. Jay's just having fun.
We just finished hack squatting, and they were we all started at the same time.
Yeah.
And they were starting their fifth exercise, and we just finished our first.
Are you? Well, yeah, because Jay goes fast.
Oh yeah, Jay moves. They weren't really.
Yeah.
It was
a pump workout.
Fuck! Look, if I'm walking around and I've got four titles or even one title,
It's
good. I got pretty obsessional. I don't normally go crazy when I travel because.
Yeah, nobody does. It's fucking injury risk.
I got a decent hack squat out, and then some other stuff. And then tonight we've got this like train with the freaks, which I think is just pandemonium.
Oh, so like all the fans come in and get to train with everybody and stuff.
Open gym, and then we're all there.
Fuck, man, I miss that shit. It's so fucking, this lockdown thing really fucking sucks. I wanted to be there.
Yeah, it would have been good fun, man.
Yeah.
We would have got
I would have got you drunk tonight.
It wouldn't have taken a lot, man. Half a whiskey out, I'd been fucking spanked. And then tomorrow we got the event, which is the boxing and the powerlifting and whatever else going on. And then in the afternoon, Guy's not here yet. He's coming tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
But Flex and I are going to go try and find the Rumble Johnson fight. Rumble's fighting. He's fighting in Bellator tonight.
I thought that got canceled. I thought that fell out.
Romero is a tournament, so their fight still goes ahead. They just gave
So he moves on to the next round.
Romero's out, but if get this, the way the tournament works, if Romero gets cleared again, he can come in later in the tournament.
No. Oh, come on. Yeah. So he's just going to skip like the first two rounds and just show up.
He's going to avoid Rumble.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think Cormier did the same thing when he won the Strikeforce tournament.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys find it. It sounds like it'll be fun. I'm going to fucking miss a really good weekend. This sucks.
I'll send you a ton of videos.
You didn't say anything about my setup. What do you think? Do I look better? I look the same?
Yeah. It was straight on.
I don't look any better.
What am I looking at?
Well, first of all, I'm looking right at you, so that's good.
You're straight on. That's about it.
So that's a good thing. But the picture doesn't look any clearer?
Ask me again. I mean, you look a lot younger. You look bigger.
Go fuck yourself. Just fuck off. Just forget it. You didn't notice. It's too late now. I got a whole fucking studio set up here.
Your hair is different. It's like my wife.
Well, I thought you should notice. Apparently not. Fucking asshole. All right, man. Look. I don't know, dude. There's not much to say. Have a great weekend. Try and have a good rest of the day. And I don't know. I'm sure we'll talk fucking tonight or tomorrow or something. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it. It's a rough one for everyone. But I feel very selfish where everything.
Say what you're gonna say. I feel selfish when
I don't like the narrative where, and I understand the narrative where, and you've done it a few times where everyone's like, I feel a certain way, but you're his best friend, so you probably feel worse. I'm like,
no, well, but there's a reason. Yeah,
I understand it. That's why I was like, it doesn't matter. But it's not about that. Everybody, like, and you already said the screenshots showed he had multiple relationships, like in relationships.
He had an impact on a lot of people. Yeah,
call it. He had these interactions with everybody on a certain level. At some point, I was getting. Can I just be blunt and honest? And
yeah, hit me.
I mean, people can think I'm a prick for thinking this. It's not how I think now, and I'll explain this. I used to put a picture up, and people would be like, I never met him, but I miss him so much, right? And that I don't know the right word to say it, but I'm just going to speak. I almost would get annoyed by it.
Yeah, why?
It's like, you never met him. How the fuck can you miss him, right?
Oh,
That was like my knee jerk. I never said it.
Yeah, but that's what you thought first, yeah.
And obviously, I'm going through all these emotions, and it was difficult, like, for me to process it myself, but I'd almost get a little like defensive
because you're protective of your friendship. Like, you're protective of, like, how could you,
I guess. Yeah, it's almost like you're taking what we had, what him and I had, was not the same.
And you're making it seem like everybody had it and you didn't. I had it. Yeah
But then I realized, like, how fucking childish and selfish is that of me to think that.
Okay,
it doesn't need to be said. It just, I need to be respectful of, like, the relationships and interactions and feelings that other people have.
But you have to look at it the other way. And this is the thing, and I'll tell you from the other perspective, because it's why I say it. I don't want you to think that I'm comparing my relationship to yours. Just the way you, like, that knee-jerk reaction you have, I'm protecting you from having that feeling when I say it. So I say it first so that you don't get that feeling. And I know you know that now, but I'm saying, I think that's why people say it too, because they're like, look, I don't want you to think I'm trying to relate to you, because I don't, but I miss him also. So that's, you know what I'm saying? So it's almost like they're being respectful of your relationship.
Well, no, I get it.
Yeah.
It would be like, by the way you say it, it makes me feel almost silly, because I'm like, oh yeah, I'm like, I don't need to clarify the situation. I'm just being...
I say it because I don't want, listen, we live in an age where everybody wants the attention and everybody wants to be the guy, right? Everybody wants, oh, feel sorry for me or give me sympathy, and I never want to come across as that kind of person. So I don't want to sit here as the authority on Luke, because I'm not. So I always just want to make it perfectly clear. This is the situation, and you're probably right. I probably do it too often and it doesn't need to be said, but it makes me feel better to get it out that way, because it just makes everybody clear on what's what.
As long as you feel better, that's fine.
this is a selfish emotion. What do you want? go figure. I'm being selfish again.
No, I just thought I'd say it, because, and I've never pulled anyone up on it. I've never gone like, oh, you've never met him, so why the fuck are you saying this? I just feel silly now for thinking it.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't, because in the moment, because I felt that way in the beginning too. And again, I'm not as close to him as you were, but because I think when it happens, you're like, I think the initial thought is, yeah, you miss him because you used to get entertained by him on a podcast, but you don't get to say that because you don't feel the way I feel.
Yeah.
But it's not fair because, like you said, they still miss him just on a different level. Right. Yeah, so yeah. Just like me and you miss him on a different level. It's like, yeah. Like you said, everybody has their own interaction with him.
Yeah. It's just, I just needed to drop my ego with it a little, you know?
No. Yeah. You just need to think it through. That's all. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. So,
hey, I like, I don't know. This has been like therapy for me. So I do appreciate it.
No, man, it's all good.
I know you're recording it, but it's been nice to, I haven't spoken to, like, Flex and I had a little chat earlier about it because obviously he was very close with Dallas.
Yeah.
And we had a, it was too busy to really get into anything. And not many other people outside of, say, Carly and then Rudy. Obviously, Rudy was very close to him. And Rudy and I have chatted a little bit, but it's been, it's useful for me just on a personal yeah. level. Forget the podcast, forget you recording this. It just is nice. I mean, you, I know a lot of people know that we kind of connected after Luke passed a lot more. And that first 6-7 weeks, you were there in a big, big way for me. So I appreciate that. I appreciate everything you did for me on that side of things, because I'm not sure. I certainly wouldn't have coped with it the way.
Yeah.
I don't want to say as well as I did, because it's not like I fucking.
No, I get it. I get it.
It was definitely, it was nice, I guess, to have that support.
Just needed somebody to talk to. I get, man.
Yeah. And at times, you know, we wouldn't even be talking about that. We'd just be arguing about betting on fights. But it gave me some normality back a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Well, listen, if you, I know you're in the hotel room tonight and stuff by yourself and whatever. And I know Denise will be there for you too, but if you need to call me, text me, whatever, I'm here.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Same cool.
Yeah.
Okay, man. I'm going to let you do your thing and we will talk soon.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Okay, brother. You too.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.